some other place in the 14 worlds of your energy. And here in Vitamadhyam, the lotus feet of Shri Siddhartha Dhamma, the Krishna dancing in the heart. I think that there's something better than living in the face of everything. We're entering the home stretch before our 64 round day tomorrow. And the two components, presentation-wise, plus the evening kirtan, will be the role of prayer in chanting the holy name, and then determination. So this component, the role of prayer, I'll give credit to Mother Jamuna in Sharanagati, didn't exactly request, but she did it in a way that Jamuna is very expert. She just, wouldn't it be nice if that's the way of directing? We should have some component of prayer. Because we sang, or rather, she and her teenage ensemble sang Kevalasakam. And it was done singing, responding, singing, responding, and it ended up in this uproar, trying to secure them. Because, so we're going to do that now. I'm going to invite Vanavari. Those of you that would like to bring your notebooks, the little folders that were handed out at the beginning, you're going to need them, or have somebody next to you that has one, because we're going to follow along. And this is a prayer. It's a very unique prayer in that it's a prayer to the holy name. And those of you that have experienced this once or twice or thrice or five times or ten times will find it ever fresh. And those that you haven't experienced it before will find it ever fresh. To experience this wonderful prayer to the holy name. And one of our acharyas has described that the author is unknown, but something about the author we know. That something about the author that we know is that he somehow had association with Adidas Thakur. And how do we know that? The same way our acharya Vainkar decides that those who associated with Manavendra Puri exhibited a spontaneous attraction to Krishna through association with Manavendra Puri. So one devotee met another and saw from the quality of this other devotee such spontaneous love for Krishna. He said, he must have had association with Manavendra Puri. And the devotee said, yes. So have I, and they enjoyed exchanging transcendental happiness on a spontaneous level of platform. So the author is unknown, but the mood is one who has actually tasted. So let's see if we can taste through this author and Brother Hari's guiding us through this Namaskaram. Meaning of the words and the mood of the words, and then together with St. Namaskaram. Very, very wonderful. Prayer to the holy name.
So it's so more sweet than other sweet things of the Madharam Madharadevyo and of the Mangalam Mangalevyas, the most auspicious things that are purifying. Pavanam, Pavanevyo, it's the most purifying. Actually, nothing can purify it like the holy name, because the root cause of all impurities is our aversion to Krishna. So that can be rectified by the holy name alone. Harinam eva kevalam. So the author concludes that therefore the holy name Sri Hari, Harinam, is everything that is. A Brahma Stambha, Aryanatham. If you go up to Brahma Loka, Stambha down to the blade of grass, in other words, everything that we see. Sarva Maya, Nayamjika, it's all illusory energy. Satyam Satyam, Punaya Satyam, very emphatic. Truth, truth, again I say truth. The only actual truth is the holy name. Our acharyas also confirm this, because everything, the only spiritual entities, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says actually, the only spiritual things in this world are jiva and the holy name. And of course, Paramatma. So actually this is true. Satyam, Satyam, Punaya, Satyam. The holy name is the actual reality. What we take to be reality is a show. It's all temporary and it will fade away. It doesn't have any real substance. But the holy name has actual substance. So we need this conviction, at least theoretically, in the beginning. And as we chant, it becomes realized. So with this understanding, Sadguru Satita Chapi, the real guru, he is the real guru, he's the real pita, the real father, Samata, the real mother, Bandavo, the real friend, Shikshayech Chait Sadasmartam, who teaches one to always remember the holy name. This is our society, actually. One devotee one time said that Srila Prabhupada, usually I'm Krishna conscious, but sometimes I fall into Maya. And Prabhupada's response was, you're always in Maya, but sometimes you fall into Krishna. So this is our, really this is our society, is to just to help each other fall into Krishna. Remember Krishna. And to remind each other, this whole weekend is just to remind each other, reinforce that the holy name is the real name. Krishna's there in his holy name, Radha Krishna. They're there in our hearts, and they're there in the holy name. So nishvase nagi vishvase. There's no certainty that we can live here very long. Our last breath can come at any moment. Kirtaniya mato bhayat. Therefore, from the very beginning of life, from the very young age of childhood, we should chant the holy name. For chanters. Even before birth, we should chant. Hari Sada, this is one of my favorite verses. Hari Sada Vase Tatra Yatra Bhagavata Chana. So Hari lives wherever his devotees, Yatra Bhagavata Chana. Gayanti Bhakti Bhavina, this is the stipulation. That wherever the Lord's name is proclaimed, the sun, Gayanti, Sam Bhakti Bhavina, in a mood of devotion. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur also points this out, that he actually compares the name to a capsule.
in one sense, that the capsule is not the medicine, but the real medicine is within the capsule. It can be different things. So Krishna's appearance within his holy name is because of the love of the devotee. Although the holy name is auspicious in all circumstances, but still Krishna becomes manifest by the love of his devotee. Practically he can be absent otherwise, even were mouthing. Prabhupada quoted Bhaktivinoda Thakur saying, I'm speaking these words, but just syllables are coming. Simply some syllables are coming. So, just the syllables aren't the holy name, but actually when there's devotion, then Krishna agrees to appear. As Maharaj was giving an example about the devotee trying to meditate with the material mind. It's not possible. So similarly, the actual name of Krishna is spiritual, not a product of the vibration of the vocal cords. Not that I'm chanting. It's not like that. But Krishna, by his causeless mercy, can appear in his name. And it says here, that's where he truly lives. Where the devotees with their hearts are calling out to Krishna, then Krishna agrees to come in. Aho dukam, maha dukam, dukha dukha taramitam. Lots of dukas. This, you can't get much more emphatic than this. Oh, what a sorrow. Maha, what a great sorrow. Dukha dukha taram, of all of the sorrows. There's nothing more sorrowful than this. Katsyartam, Vishnikam, Ratna. That this jewel of the holy name, this priceless gem, people think to be just an insignificant label for us. This is true. It's the greatest treasure. But who has interest? Who has interest in the holy name? They're interested, they'll spend their whole lives trying to achieve something. And I met a man once that was working two jobs, and I said, why are you working so hard? And he said, I forget what it was, but it was to buy a car. Some special car, I can't remember. But why don't you chant Hare Krishna? No, it's not. So, this is practical. People will work so hard for so many different things, but to take a little time to chant the holy name, no, that's not important. So, somehow or other we have to, I think it's Narayana Maharaj that's commenting that of all of Srila Prabhupada's gifts, undoubtedly the greatest gift is the holy name. He brought us the holy name. He brought us everything else. So it's very important for us to cultivate this faith. We were hearing today very nicely explaining how to protect our faith, to guard our faith, because that's our life is our faith. And that faith will grow into the love of God. So diyatam, therefore, diyatam, diyatam, karno, diyatam, diyatam, vichara, diyatam, diyatam, nityam. One should hear again and again with the ears, karno, diyatam, diyatam. We should utter the name again and again. And diyatam, diyatam, nityam. We should sing the name again and again, eternally. Nityam. Harinam, nityam. Chuni kritya jagat sarvam rajate sakalapari. The entire universe appears to be just very, very insignificant. This is important even in our, we can see this even in our daily life, that something, some problems appear to be so mountainous. 10 years later, you think, what was I so worried about? Right? It's something that just like occupies your mind, and a few years later, you don't even remember what it was. Right? So what to speak of the whole universe, our own little mountains. When we chant nicely, they appear very insignificant. Because really, what all the turmoil, all the struggles, all the strife, whatever it is we're going through, is just superficial. Our actual journey is with the Holy Name. This is our life, is to come closer to Krishna through the Holy Name. And as if we chant, if we allow the Holy Name to reign supreme, it does reign supreme. Krishna reigns supreme always. But we should also give Krishna a chance to reign supreme in our lives. Then all of our problems will seem very insignificant. Similarly, Chidananda Mayam Shudham. It is full of consciousness, Nana Chintana Krishna, Chaitanya Rasavidra. Completely pure, Vana Shudham, pure everything. I was remembering one other quote that I always appreciate. That said, one time, a devotee asked Gaura Kishoras Babaji Maharaj for a Siddha mantra. You know what a Siddha mantra is? It's supposed to be a mantra that you can chant, and then you'll realize your swarup. You'll realize your eternal identity. And Babaji Maharaj replied, "Oh, the Hare Krishna mantra is a Siddha mantra. It will reveal Krishna, it will reveal Radharani, it will reveal your relationship with Him. Everything is there. So we have this sublime Siddha mantra, Hare Krishna Maha mantra, given to us from no other than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that's another, I'm just thinking that's another way of saying Harinam and Vakevalam. It's a complete process. Complete process. We don't require something else. We just have to mold our lives to put the name in the center. Well, that's not too long. Sorry. Anyway, well, same.